So, we doing this, Nick? Sweet. Yeah, it's Thursday night. It's the More Music Radio Pod here on skidrow.la. Actually, we're calling it skidrowstudios.com to be official. I think that pleases people. Even though I'm looking at something right now that says skidrow.la. Anyway, Vince is going to be in tonight. At least that's the plan. Yeah. It's a beautiful night. I was chilling out last night. What were you doing last night? Nick. Nick's our new engineer. I'm sure you've heard him in the last couple episodes.
Dude, I don't do much of anything these days anymore. I kind of got used to staying at home a lot when I'm not here. And when I'm at home, I just like make music every day for like hours and hours. Just trying to get like really good at the guitar and
Sweet.
Songwriting. Yeah.
So how long you been playing, Nick?
Guitar only like 2 years now, dude. But drums I've been playing for like maybe like almost 15 years. So
you got a band that playing out these days?
No, I just play by myself.
So you're looking for a band or
yeah, what? I'm looking to find a drummer so that I can play all these songs that I wrote that I have been playing live out here. I'm looking for a drummer, though, to add more color to the sound and just give me more options instead of, like, sticking, like, to my current limitations because I'm using loop pedals.
And okay.
It only lets you play for as long as a phrase that you've looped. So they kind of just, you're kind of stuck in, like, a certain pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to break out of that and go into more verse and chorus type things, you know, actual full-on legit songs, man. But it's coming along. I write and practice every day.
Cool, man. Yeah. That's the way to do it. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to start jamming with Nick, you can call 800-893-9562.
Yeah, please.
And if he doesn't hang up on you, you guys might have a future together.
Yeah,
that's what I think is going to happen.
Sounds good.
Call. But yeah, I'm not sure what the plan is. I was talking to Vince earlier this week. I think Chris from Matt Time Radio may be joining us tonight. I don't know if you know if he might be scared, you know, because I'm kind of a physical specimen, you know, at my 5'4", 5'5". No, I'm pushing 5'7".
Yeah, I hear you.
When I'm wearing the heels,
I'm like 5'5" or 5'6". So yeah, I hear you.
So, were you bummed out the Kings lost yesterday?
Actually, I haven't been keeping up on any of that, but I noticed everyone jumped on the Kings bandwagon, right?
Yeah, I gotta say, I kind of jumped on too. I can at least take pride in saying I was like on board since like the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
but like I gotta be honest, like the whole season, like it's, you know, I like basketball and it like coincides with hockey, so yeah. Like. There's only so many like 82 game seasons I can like pay attention to at a time, but
hockey's got a bit of action in it though. And then when they get all pissed and they start to have a fight, dude, in the rink, that stuff's pretty fun. Sometimes it lets you know that hockey players are definitely more hot-headed than basketball players.
Yeah, they take it more serious, like a business. It's pretty intense, but yeah, those guys are pretty awesome with their wacky Canadian accents and stuff. It's pretty, and they're no teeth.
Yeah, right. Missing teeth because they punched each other's teeth out and stuff.
Yeah.
Something, right? Whacked them out with hockey sticks.
Yeah, it gives all the ugly guys hope for the future, you know? As long as you can lay a beating down, maybe you'll have a future with some of the ladies, even though your face looks all, you know, beat to shit.
Yeah, I mean, some kind of like that, though, right? Like that kind of shit of, like, chicks dig scars.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, man.
But
so what have you been up to, dude? Talk about the band, talk about the Mormons, some shows, anything, dude.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of the Mormons, okay, so we always have to explain because people who are new to listening to us, we're not the Mormons. We're not like of the Mormon faith. We're just like a rock band with a stupid ass name. Like the Beatles, you know, that's a pretty retarded name if you think about it, but
yeah, huh?
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Our name is way stupider than that anyway. I'm getting sidetracked, but anyway, I went to Utah, this past, you know, this week I was off. I didn't.
You weren't here last.
Yeah,
last
yeah. Week. I missed the show with Karen Centerfold. I was out in. Actually, you know, come to think of it, at that very same moment I was supposed to be on the show, I believe I was getting a ticket for weed while I was on the show, which is pretty bullshit. I mean, considering the fact that I was camping. So I'm sitting out in the middle of nowhere. Like, you go camping. The whole point of going camping is to, like, not bother anybody. So you're, like, sitting out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm just chilling with my buddies, and these fucking rangers roll up. And, like, so what's going on? I mean, it's, like, fucking, it's pushing midnight, you know?
That's Mormon country right there.
I know, for real, right? So yeah. It's like, they're like, overtly, like, trying to give people grief, you know? It was pretty bullshit.
Oh, man, that's terrible. Hi, how are you doing, Dan?
Hey, welcome to the show. This is
hey, what's happening, man? You know, this isn't live right now, so you're not talking to anybody. But you are talking to people who downloaded the podcast, thank God.
Oh, well.
All right.
Okay, that's fantastic.
For some reason, I actually think it's working right now.
Oh, it is? All right.
Hey, you know what? If you were here, you would know what the hell is going on, but you weren't, so.
Well, fuck, man.
What are you going to do, huh?
Hey, I have an idea. One of you have.
Hey, man, you know, you're lucky I came, man.
Yeah, lucky
I wasn't
me.
Even gonna come.
Yeah, you were.
What do you think about that? I wasn't even gonna fucking come.
Yeah, you were. I texted you. You're all on the way, dude.
Hey, shut up, fool. I'm trying to look cool. I'm trying to look all cool right
they
now,
can't
man.
Can't see us. They could only hear. Hey, if you can check over your phone and tell me if you hear what we're saying over the air right now.
Oh, okay.
I think
hold on.
It is live right now.
Is it? That's again. Fucking amazing. Because Jeremy told me earlier that it wasn't gonna be live.
Yeah, I know.
And maybe he was bullshitting me again.
It might be working now, man.
I know I was a little late because, I it's getting late in the summer here, or summer's coming around, right?
Yeah.
And so that parking dude is always out there now.
Fuck that guy, man.
That's ruining my flow, dude. I don't need to be fucking leaving.
I saw that guy, and I'm just like, fuck this guy.
Your phone's on at school. You're not supposed to be using them, stuff like that.
It's me home? This is what's on the live feed right now.
I hear it.
It's time to go home.
What is that?
It's a rebroadcast of another show that he's running from his computer.
Oh.
I thought that we were live right now because they were telling me for the morning show that they were confused as to why they were doing their show, but they weren't hearing their show over the air on their phones.
Oh.
So then they finally figured that.
You know, I tuned in this morning to Grand Theft Audio Radio, the Internet
there,
Kings.
Something else?
And it was a repeat of that old lady from.
They called me. They were like, "What do we do?" I'm like, I tried to guide them through, and
let's have some fun, man.
Yeah,
you ready?
This is gonna air later, though, so it's all right.
Okay, good. Yeah, let's have it air, and it's gonna be a good fun. Thanks for coming down and starting the show off, Dan. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, that's
it,
no problem. But since this is gonna be in the future, in the future there will be time machines,
right?
So you can actually still call us,
right?
I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not be thrown off by the space-time continuum.
Yeah, you can't call us right now. Unless
I know. It's
going to
be really weird
Facebook
if we got to call. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I would just power through.
It wouldn't be like pertaining to this show. It'd be like whatever is being rebroadcast right now.
Okay.
So can we talk to whoever's there? It's like, oh, well, they're not here right now, but talk to us.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. And just tell them to shut up and just listen, all right? You sit there at your fucking computer and you fucking listen to this goddamn thing, okay?
So
I'm thank you for downloading this podcast.
You know, we're gonna put on a quality show regardless of our situation.
Motherfucker,
thank you. I'm just trying to figure out. So are we gonna be live at any point tonight?
I don't think so, but why don't we just start the show off?
That's all right.
All right, man. Here we go. In 5, 4, 3.
All right, kids, here we go.
Okay.
So let me start by giving you some additional information.
Mm.
You'll be glad to know that our FDA-approved solution is safe, pain-free, and effective. Mm. And it has been recommended by doctors for over 20 years.
Mm.
PosseVac has helped over 500,000 satisfied customers. And it's proven to be successful for over 90% of patients who use it. Plus, with this vacuum therapy system, you can experience immediate results. There's no waiting period, no damaging side effects, and no pills to swallow. You probably already know vacuum therapy has been widely recognized and recommended by the medical community as a safe and effective system for the management. And remedy of erectile dysfunction. Peter, Mr. Jackson, by chance, are you calling to see if you qualify for a Medicare covered offer today? Okay, sir.
I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay. All right, now we're glad you're calling about our Medicare covered offer today because if you qualify, we will send you the. We will send you the premium contract for absolutely no money up front. And we will request your prescription from the doctor and file all the Medicare paperwork for you. The best part, if we pre-qualify you and your Medicare claim gets denied, you will be able to keep your positive access to mental support. Are you ready to see if you qualify for this incredible offer today?
Yes.
All right. Now, may I ask your age, sir?
34.
I'm sorry?
36.
You said 36?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, now, do you have Medicare?
Right.
I'm sorry? How many people am I talking to? I mean, I'm
one.
A lot of
sound. Right.
One.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you do have Medicare, is that
right?
Correct?
Hello?
Okay, we're getting a lot of interference in the phone line here, sir.
Right.
Sorry about that. Hello?
Right. You say you do have Medicare, is that correct?
Yeah.
yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, I'm sorry I can't help you. I cannot understand anything you're saying.
What? Hello?
Yes. Do you have Medicare or not?
Right.
What? Hello? Excuse
okay,
me?
Right.
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
Right.
Wait, no.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks!
Yeah. 5, 4, 3. Hey,
what's going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Oh, excuse me, skidrowstudios.com. All right. Welcome to the show. All right. I kind of like the I don't know if you were listening. You can't be listening right now because this show is not live right now. But if you're listening to this, you are listening to the podcast. God bless you. Good things are going to happen to you. It's good luck to download the podcast.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's even better luck to go to the donate page.
Right.
And donate.
Yeah.
And specifically
donate to the More Music Radio Pod because we need some beer money.
Yeah, you should do that. And when you donate, go ahead and email us and let us know if you want something. We'll send you a t-shirt, send you some free music or something.
Right.
Or something.
Some shit.
Well, maybe we'll fart in a jar and send you that. If that's what you want, that's what you get.
Hey, so tonight, it's just you and me, Dan. We're going to kick back.
Have a good night, folks.
I wanted to have the Matt Time Radio guys in, but they couldn't make it. I don't know. Rich is, I understand he's riding motorcycles now, and Crail has to... He has to go to a meeting tomorrow at 6 a.m. That's the earliest fucking meeting I've ever known. That's a shitty meeting when it's time. You got to go to a meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's a fucked up meeting. What kind of meeting is that?
Did he lose a match?
I know.
Like, hey, you lose this match, you got to go to the 6 a.m. meeting. Like, oh, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Later we're going to talk to Jeremy. We're going to try to call Jeremy.
He contacted me. He graced me with a text message today, and he said that he explained that the show is not going to be live, and that just to come and do the show, it's going to be recorded. And he's going to post it up later. He's actually on his way to New York. I think he's almost there. I forgot where he was. I think he's in Chicago now. So we'll try to give his ass a call, and we'll see if he answers the fucking phone. So right now we will. We're kind of late already again. I mean, it wouldn't be the More Music Radio Pod if we weren't late. Luckily, Dan was here to start the show.
Some of us were late.
Yeah. I was late. It's surprising because usually you're after me, so it's like really weird. But I really bless you, Dan, for coming and starting the show, man. I really appreciate that. And we're gonna have some fun. Do we have beer? We got to get some beer, huh?
Yeah, I also got to go move my car because that I parked in a lot across the street.
Oh yeah,
they could lock that up.
They could, but you know what? I'd move that because across the street, I think it's like $12, I think the flat rate or some shit. Yeah. That's way expensive. So just park it across the street, man. All right, well, we got some shit to do. We got some music to play, and yeah, we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
All right.
Hey, tell them son of a bitches up there that if I go one more fucking time and this thing don't work, I'm going to grab their fucking asses. I'm fucking tired of this shit.
We're ready.
Hey, I gotta get ready now. I gotta get in the right fucking frame of mind.
Think good thoughts.
The fucking asshole.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Yeah. back to L.A. And we're going to have a good time tonight, no matter what.
This is the young and the beautiful Tony Whitfield of the Kids of Whitney High, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're in a panic zone because the computer broke in this shit. Yeah, man. So we're here at Skid Row Studios, and we're just having a good time, man. Who gives a shit if the fucking thing is not fucking working? I'm gonna go, fuck. Do you give a fuck, Nick? You there?
Yeah, it's all good. I'm not tripping.
Yeah? Yeah. Cool. You like NWA?
Yeah, I do, man.
You know this song?
Like, it sounds like Africa Bombada or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Is the music really loud, or is it kind of cool?
The headphones, it's like all right, long. The control room over here, it's like, that's pretty
All right, cool. Yeah, we're just working out the kinks, man. Hey, you know, I want to thank you, man, for working with us and being on the More Music Radio Pod, and you're our dude, man.
Yeah, dude, thanks, yeah. Man. It's all good. Yeah. I'm still figuring it out as I go along, but it's going pretty good, man. I'm looking yeah. back.
Good.
You want me to turn up?
Yeah, you know, maybe speak louder, too, man.
All right.
Or put your mic up a little bit, make it a little bit hotter or something, because I like the presence, man. I like
can you hear me more
I like
now?
To talk to you. Yeah.
Hear me more?
Yeah.
You want me to turn up the music a little bit more?
You
want
to dance or something? I mean, there's no chicks here to dance with,
I know,
you know?
Man.
I can't dance with any chicks, you know, unless it's my lady.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
Don't want to dance with any of those crapas anyway, ese, you know what I mean?
serio.
So Dan is right now, man, fucking, he's getting a some beers for us to drink. You don't drink, though, right now.
I don't, dude. Not, or at least...
Yeah?
I haven't decided if it's... Not anymore.
Uh-huh.
Good or just not for now. But right now, I'm just taking a chill pill. It's been 5 months.
Yeah?
So, we'll see.
5 months,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Dang. So what happened, man? I mean, you were telling me that you used to party a lot, right?
Yeah, dude, I used to party a lot up until 5 months ago, but then I just...
What happened? Was there something that happened?
No, I just started. I turned 26 at the end of April, and uh-huh. pretty much just from, like, the ages of, like, damn, dude, as soon as high school,
uh-huh.
until, like, shoot, man, like, up until... Those 5 months before I turned 26, I just was partying every day, man. Just smoking every day, drinking every day.
Wow.
Doing a little bit of other stuff from time to time.
Oh, yeah? What kind of stuff did you get into?
All the bad stuff, dude.
What did you do, man? Come on. Let's be honest, man. This is a radio show where we're not going to bullshit and put on any fake airs.
Just bad
and be
stuff,
like phony.
Dude, just like hard drugs,
people.
Dude.
Just what like, kind of stuff? Like H?
No, nothing like that. Just a little bit.
Cocaina?
Yeah, just
cocaine?
A bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Some speed?
No, nothing like that.
Some
nothing
crack?
Like that. No,
crack cocaine?
Nothing like that, actually. Nothing like speed or crack or heroin. Nothing like that. Just smoking a lot, doing a little bit of coke, a lot of drinks.
Uh-huh.
Just stuff like that, man. That crazy. Cool. The crazy. It was too much for me after a while, dude.
Oh, yeah. Damn, man. Yeah, not that crazy, though, man. I mean, I thought you said that you were... You know, probably shooting up heroin through your ball sack vein, or that you were going to tell me that you're like freebasing, getting like a tinfoil and then like lighting it up and inhaling the fumes
all
or
that,
something.
All
or
that crazy, gnarly, like hardcore drug user, like no turning back from kind of stuff.
Nah, dude,
honestly, it was
nothing
just
like that.
It was just all that standard youthful experimentation that I think just carried on for too long. Too much blazing up every day.
Really?
Too much beer.
Is that a problem? Because I tend to do that.
No. I'm good. No, just, you know what? There's some people that, like, they have their situation on lock.
Mm-hmm.
I like how you had the sound of freshly
that's real.
Over the air.
That's a real sound.
Real. That's a mm-hmm. real sound right there.
I didn't download it off the internet. It's a good sound, too. I love that sound.
That's not your beer crack app?
No, man, just all I thought for myself was like, all right, I started kind of early and like I've just been lazy for quite a few years after high school ended. Just like it was just a thing of I didn't think I was a functional like smoker and drinker. Like I wasn't a functional user of anything. I like would just be slacking.
Did you act a fool when you would get all fucked up?
Not necessarily that. I was just getting.
You're just straight up dragging ass, huh?
Yeah, I was just like not. I was not handling my shit, man. I was like just starting to act. I guess kind of like just paranoid, insecure feelings, just like getting. Fucked up in the mind, dude. I don't know. Everyone's different.
But that sounds like fun,
like
though, doesn't it?
Nah, dude. I didn't think it was fun because I had no idea where I was headed and what I was going to be doing. Like, I don't know. I just didn't feel good partying all the time anymore. And I was like, all right, for now, let's take a break and just handle some shit clear-headed for some time.
Right.
I don't know. It's like everyone that, you know, smokes and drinks and maybe does other things, they all... It makes them feel different. They approach use differently. I just didn't think I was being functional with it, I couldn't, like, handle myself. I didn't have my stuff on lock, whereas some people, like, man, they smoke up or drink and go and handle their business, and that's that for them.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah, I couldn't do it anymore, but dude. I was slacking.
You do have a point, though. It does kind of make you kind of sluggish, a little sluggish, yeah, ruggish,
just,
you know what I mean?
It was just too much for too long for me. So right now I'm just kicking back, taking it easy and stuff.
Dan, do you smoke every day of weed?
What do you mean by every day?
Like
all day, every day?
Like when the sun comes up and goes down?
Yeah, I kind of do.
You know when the sun comes up and goes down and then comes up again? That's a whole day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like during that time, yeah, that happened.
So you you smoke weed when the sun is up, right?
Yeah.
And then when it goes away, you smoke weed too, right?
Yeah. And then like every 10,000 points, man.
So do you think what Nick is saying is a valid thing? Like it kind of takes you off your game or what?
Yes. I
was thinking that too. I didn't want to admit it, you know, whatever.
Everyone is different though about it. Everyone. But, all I can do is speak for myself, you know? But
It definitely takes a little bit of, you know, the edge off your A game.
Of course.
But there's a lot to cope with in this. Like I was, you know, whatever.
It's true.
Anyway, it's like you know, people are like originally, we're like migratory kind of people, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about like ADHD, like people being all attention deficit.
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder and all that shit. You know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that like we're supposed to be like migratory kind of creatures, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're not supposed to be like in one spot like all the time.
No, it's true.
So like, so you're kind of just forced into this like society where like, well, you're just going to be here pretty much. Like, you can kind of go here and there, but pretty much you're just where you're going to be, you know?
Yeah.
As far as, like, where you live and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just kind of a coping mechanism.
Exactly.
Kind of extend you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, and it's all good, man. Like, there's nothing wrong with, really, there's nothing wrong with drinking and smoking. Because even by now, smoking weed has become like a pretty social thing.
Yeah.
And I was hearing like, man, like just about everyone in America, if they don't smoke regularly, they've at least like casually tried it.
Yeah.
So
the thing is though, it's like, I guess anything could be bad though, you know, because especially drinking, like, I think that alcohol is way worse and way more powerful.
Gotta spoil the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, cause I could like smoke a lot of marijuana and like not even be as fucked up as if I drink like a six pack to the head in an hour or something, you know, I'll be fucking stammering and fucking slobbering around and falling over shit. You know,
you'd probably just pass out before you like puke or anything like that. Mm.
What was the worst drug that you guys have done? We'll start with Nick. Nicholas.
For myself, I want to say, okay, I have tried speed, but only about four times.
Scandalous.
So, like, I can't say it was like four times is a small little amount, but it wasn't enough for me to be like, man, I really like this. I could see myself doing it. Every time I did it, it just kept me on a weird kind of high for too long. Mm-hmm. So my thing was always weed. I was a toker for years and years.
When did you start smoking weed again?
Dude, like 14, 15 years old.
Wow.
Every day up until like 5 months ago.
Did your, so you'd go to school?
Oh yeah.
Did you go to school like that? So did, what did the teachers and what did the school say about you coming to school stoned? Did you hide it well?
Yeah,
I mean, cause right now I gotta be honest, you're telling me that you don't smoke weed, you don't drink or anything. It looks like you're high as fuck right now.
I know. I still get that. Even to this day, or even I'll be catching the train over here, the bus or something, and I'll have a lot of like people in whatever part of town I'm in saying, hey man, I got some weed for sale, you know, you want anything? And it's like, no man, I'm good. I tell them, you know, I even tell them, I just
you don't crave it?
No, it's gotten past the point where it's no longer on my mind. It's no longer a thing of craving it. It's funny, but
dude, wow, you really dumped Mary Jane, man.
Oh no, yeah,
gosh, yo, man.
Every day that passes by, I'm just like less and less almost
interested in it.
I kind of even forgot what it was like to be stoned, or like kind of how I used to be. I mean, I'm still myself, but my habits and my...
You're not doing anything weird. Like, you're not like cutting or anything.
No,
these
nothing
days.
Like that, man. No, I was always making music.
He's not like a 16-year-old goth girl or anything.
He's
gonna get through this.
No, we. I can't. I need something still. I'm gonna cut myself so that I feel something.
You know, if I don't have weed to smoke, sometimes I want to be a cutter, but yeah, I want to cut other people. Yeah. Like I want to take a knife and stab people.
And that's how I felt for like a good month after stopping. I just felt very pissed all the time and stuff like, damn, this motherfucker, man, fuck this guy, pissing me off. But dude, now like every day, week, month that passes by, I feel like more mellow and stuff. But
that's good, man.
People still do say, yeah, you just seem like you smoke still and just things like that. But I would just equate it to I smoked for so many years that I might be kind of perma-faded still.
Oh, okay.
So that's the thing of...
No,
like,
okay, so you're a little fried, in other words.
Yeah, some stony characteristics.
Do you sense that?
Still.
Do you feel it? Like, I'm... what?
Sometimes when I'm trying to explain myself in certain ways or even the way I think about something still, I know my mind is still like...
Your brain goes...
kind of in a way. Or it's just still learning how to like... just be more and more clear-headed because still it's another month to go before I've been 6 months without drugs and alcohol.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh, so it's fairly new then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's only been 5 months since I smoked.
We should have met up like seven months ago, man, because I quit too. I didn't quit smoking weed or drinking or anything, but I quit smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
it's going to be 7 months already.
Yeah, that's good. I was never much of a cigarette smoker. But
oh, man, I love those. I want one. Yeah. You got any cigarettes? I want to smoke it.
No. I was always just drinking beer, smoking weed, doing a little bit of coke, little shrooms, little acid, the typical.
How many times have you fried?
Actually, only a small amount. Honestly, only 2 times.
Oh, okay.
So really, that's only.
You didn't like it?
No, I did, but it was just like a little experimental thing of like, yeah, this is really rad, but.
Did it alter you? Did it alter your state of mind?
It was one of those things where definitely about up to a week after. Same as shrooms, like your mindset is like a little different. You feel a little more connected and aware and like in tune with, especially mushrooms. You feel way more in tune with the world beyond a sense of humans, kind of like the planet. Like you feel like
you go, I'm in nature, and you're sitting next to a trash can and shit. Yeah. I'm in nature right now. It smells like urine, like natural urine right now.
Yeah, but I would say I've tried every drug besides heroin and crack.
Those always PCP.
Okay, no, actually, no. So not everything, just the typical standard
hillbilly
stuff.
Heroin.
No.
Never got
what's
into pills
one?
Or
what's
anything?
That
that's OxyContin.
Oh, no. I can't say I never really, like, beyond trying ecstasy a few times. I never really, like, messed with pills like Vicodin.
Ecstasy really fucked my brain up.
Yeah. I only did it.
I took 4 hits in one night.
See, that's the kind of
we went to Pac-Man arcade. There used to be an arcade in Pasadena by PCC.
First of all, okay, kids. First of all, there used to be a thing called an arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you could play video games.
Right. And you put in a quarter. I don't know if you know we have quarters, and you put in a quarter. A video game costs 1 quarter, not 4, back in the day. So, like, I did take 4 hits of acid at Pac-Man arcade, and the video games were so fun.
Yeah,
you know, and the ride home was so good, and the rest of the night was great, and the morning was good, and then like the next day, I was like, I'm feeling kind of tired.
Yeah,
the day after that, I was like, oh man, I'm feeling tired, and I'm kind of sad too.
Yeah,
the day after that, I'm like, oh my god, I'm in a deep depression right now. Like, I don't like anybody. I don't like myself.
I think
I'm gonna kill myself. Ecstasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then like, you know, 3, 4, 5 days later, I'm like on the brink of fucking just like
miserable.
Totally just giving up.
Yeah.
Miserable and sad. It really did fuck my brain up.
What I heard is every dose, it uses up all the natural joy and happiness.
I used up all my joy.
That's in your brain. Something called serotonin.
I hate when I run out of joy.
Yeah, so you just used up like months worth and then some. That's
it took a while to come back off of that.
Because everyone says that a day or so after, they just feel very tired and very sad. It's just, dude, that's crazy how like, it's just crazy the way some drugs work. Like, that's why I think, dude, anything beyond weed is so insane.
Yeah.
And I still love weed. I just think I smoked it too much for too long. One of those things of like, I was having too much of a good thing. So it was time to just take a little break. Take a chill pill, man. Like, weed is so
awesome. Enjoy smoking weed. Like, I got to say that I enjoy smoking weed more than I like to drink. Although lately I've been drinking a lot more. I'll go in phases of drinking and getting drunk. But like, I'm never really that drunk. I mean, Dan, you've seen me drunk before. Like, have I ever like really gotten like so drunk that I'm going to... Well, let's not talk about last week or a couple weeks ago at the Jubilee. We were drunk and got into trouble over there. We'll talk about that after.
I think it's all right drinking. Like, it's okay drinking and hanging out with your friends. It's all right being drunk. The only like things or the only kind of types of drunks that aren't cool are like maybe ones that like want to get like violent and aggressive.
Yeah,
and maybe want to fight.
I hate
their
those
own
guys.
Friends like don't listen to reason, or the kind that act really obnoxious and are just like fucking everything up in the moment. Like other than that, you're just going to be drinking.
Are you talking about the Mormons, our band?
Nah, you guys are so cool. I'm saying any kind of drinkers like that, it's like, you can't handle your shit. You know?
That'd be cool if those two guys met up, though.
Oh, they would.
The guy who likes to fight and the guy who likes to get way too crazy.
Yeah, I want to see the battle between those guys.
They would fight and then they would become like probably best of friends.
I'm sorry, man. I love you, man.
Back each other up.
Yeah, you know, generally speaking, I'm not like an angry drunk like that. Yeah. Like, I'm real quiet and I'll just like kick back and listen to people and stuff. Yeah. And when I talk and I'm drunk, like I'll stammer a lot and I'll be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And so like, I try not to talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. I haven't been really fucking super drunk. Like, but when we were young, like in our 20s, like when we were like 19, 20 years old, we used to, and I was talking about this the other day. I don't know if you remember, Dan. I mean, Nick, you're a little younger. I don't know if you've heard of this beer, but back in the day at Ralph's, they used to have a beer called Lucky Lager. And Lucky Lager are these little 11-ounce. They remind me of Red Stripes.
Yeah, they have the same bottle.
Same kind of bottle.
I remember there was like...
puzzles in the
cap. There was like little picture puzzles, and you have to figure them out.
Yeah,
it sounds like Mickey's, how they are little green bottles about the size of Red Stripe, and they have little puzzles under the caps too.
Oh,
Mickey's,
fucking copiers,
Mickey's
man!
Malt liquor.
Oh, they're copiers, man. Yeah. That's old school Lucky Lager stuff, man. Fucking Mickey's, eh?
There's really no thing. No markets really have their own brands of beer anymore. You know?
Yeah, that's.
But Lucky Lagers, man. And I swear to God, a 12-pack of Lucky Lager was $3.50.
That's good right there. Dude.
Me and Patrick and our friend Jason, back when we were in the Dyslexics a long time ago, we used to get like two
Eagle Rock days.
We used to get a case of Lucky Lager each. And like I got to a point where I would have to drink almost a 12-pack of Lucky Lager to get a buzz.
Used to drinking it so often?
Yeah, well, just drinking so much. You know? Yeah. And then I could go through a case of it.
Yeah.
You know, just like through the night, you know, partying all night.
Right.
And then I'd wake up on the lawn at Patrick's dad's girlfriend's house. We took over that fucking house, man.
Yeah.
And Eagle Rock, Patrick's dad had a girlfriend. And she let us practice down there. She let us like take over the house. She'd buy us pizza.
Yeah,
party.
Yeah.
It was cool. I'd wake up and vomit on the lawn. I had I brought my dog over there. He lived there for a while. It's like we were fucking assholes, you know, worse than we are now. But, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. I enjoyed it. But I like the way you're thinking, man. You're like, you want to get your priorities straight, you know?
Yeah.
You got shit that you want to do, and that stuff for you is like, it's just kind of distracting you and blocking you. And you may have a point, man. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that I want to do, and like I have all these ideas, but usually it's like daydreaming being stoned, you know?
No,
it's just like,
but
daydreams don't usually come true unless you're like, I don't know.
See, no, that's a really cool thing about smoking, because you do have a lot of really cool, awesome daydreams. And like kind of it though, but if you hold on to those things after having not smoked for a while, you can do that shit.
Dude, I had this awesome fucking daydream, bro.
Yeah, dude, you can still do it. Man. It doesn't have to just be something that will stay in your mind. You can. Mm-hmm. All I noticed is a month after taking a break, I moved out here,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to start playing all these shows, mm-hmm. and looking for a job,
right.
and just cool things to get myself further out there and just be stable, making some money and just continuing to make music.
Yeah.
And already in the 4 months that I've been out here, I'm already here at the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm playing.
That's good, man.
At least 3 to 4 shows a month.
You know why? Because you have a very, you have a really positive energy. You have a positive attitude, and that's how you make things happen, man.
Yeah, I didn't used to, though.
That's true.
Hey, that was killer.
Thank you. And that's how you make things happen. You just, it's positive energy, you know, and it's creative visualization. I don't know if you guys know this, and it's going to sound kind of hokey or whatever, but it's like everything starts on the plane of thought, on the material. The material stuff comes from the plane of thought. You think about it first.
Secret.
And you do it. The secret. Exactly. Oprah ripped that off from Shakti Gawain or whatever. Oprah, some fucking dude. Fuck Oprah.
Too much cash, homie.
Fuck that, and her feet are fucking nasty. Have you seen her feet? Oprah's feet are fucking disgusting,
I
man.
Haven't seen them, Vato. I haven't seen them.
Look at...
dude, you're thinking of Brother from Another Planet, right?
What are you talking about?
You ever seen that movie, Brother from Another Planet?
No.
It was like an old, black independent movie in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
And he's got three toes.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. Now.
It's like remember the dude from what is that? Terminator 2, the black dude? It's like him. That's
Dyson, Miles Dyson.
Yeah. It's one of his first movies, but anyway.
He was Miles Dyson in Terminator 2.
It's like, you know, it's like a black political statement against the white man,
mm-hmm.
and how they're oppressing it. And
if it's hating on white people, I'm down.
It's pretty much it's just he's the only black dude, and people are all, and all the white people are tripping on him because he's black.
They're like, hey, man, what's wrong with this black dude?
Why is he so different?
And the white people talk black too. They're like, hey, what's wrong with, you know, or they talk Mexican. Hey, what's wrong with this black dude?
Yeah. All right. But anyway.
You know what, man? We were supposed to call Jeremy.
Funky feet like Oprah.
Let's catch up. We were a little late. Let's catch up. We got a couple more songs to play. Let's see. In the last break, I always forget to say the songs, you know. But in the last break, you heard
Raffy's Banana Phone,
right? And then you heard Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood theme song.
Yes.
No, you heard the Mormons, our band, Mattress Medium, and then you heard Panic Movement. And they did a song called Eulogy. We're actually playing with Panic Movement at the Stardust in Downey on June 30th. So if you're not doing anything, Nick, you want to come down to the Stardust and hang out with us?
June 30th.
I'll buy you a Shirley Temple. You know what? I'm going to try to get you high the way I get my cat's high. I want to try to puff it in your face and stuff. You know,
does that really work, that method, they say too, when you're in a car with people that are smoking
hot
and
boxing?
You got the windows up? Yeah, it was secondhand smoking.
You can get a slight contact high. Yeah.
Contact high?
It'll happen a little bit.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I don't know. I heard it doesn't.
It's got to be pretty concentrated, a pretty small room.
It's got to be like that scene in Up in Smoke, man, you know, where it's just where it's just covering up the vision and stuff like that. Hey, are we parked, man?
All right,
cool. Well, hey, let's play another couple songs, and we'll try to get Jeremy on the phone when we get back, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
This weekend, President Obama and top lawmakers are working to come up with a budget agreement so they can raise the amount of money that our country can borrow.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skin Royal Drop.
Thank you.
This is Wiz Wars. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Yeah. You know, I was going to say right now, Jeremy, if you could hear us, give us a call, but you can't hear us because it's not working. So, but we did send a message over to Jeremy. Hopefully, he'll try to call. We're looking at the screen. Hopefully, he will call in.
Maybe, all right. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. You don't know.
I want him to call.
It'll be.
I want to get a report.
He took over the computer through remote access.
Hey, do you know what, dude? Right now you can't hear this, but Nick is talking to me over the secret thing. Just talk to me over the air, man. Because when I hear you talk, I listen, and then it goes dead.
Okay.
You can't hear talking. And then plus, I like talking to you, man.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, so
I want you to be comfortable to just say whatever you want.
Okay.
On this thing, just say it.
Okay.
So we're not holding any secrets from anybody. I mean, people are going to be like, oh, my God, you mean Jeremy is taking over the computer right now? It's okay. It's not like a government secret or anything.
So not only is Nick our engineer, he's tonight's guest, it turns out.
That's right.
We'd like to welcome Nick, our engineer, to the More Music Radio
Pod. All right,
pod.
Welcome.
Yeah, he's got quite a few projects going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got quite a few bowls not being lit.
Yeah.
Saving those for you.
Saving them for you guys. And
exactly.
For everyone else,
in radio land or, on the computer land.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of computer land, I thought the computer was like falling apart, but it just turned out it was a song that we were playing. What song was that?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I thought we were dialing
what
up.
What did we listen to? I forgot, man.
We were dialing up the AOL.
Yeah, either that or we were communicating with like some aliens through some broadcast shit.
Well, we just heard a block of chip music from our guests that were from previous show here on the More Music Radio Pod. Our guests, Graffiti Monster from New York, were here with Cool Skull, and that was them, and they played Fox Grape, I think that was the song. And then you heard Wiz Wars with something. All right, but it was Wiz Wars, and it's great. All right.
I bet it was done on a Game Boy.
Yeah, it was done on the Game Boy. And, dude, that's really fucking cool. I never knew you could do that with the Game Boy. I mean, I had my Game Boy. I was only fucking beating levels.
Yeah.
I was only fucking dominating on Super Mario Brothers on the Game Boy. You know, that's the only thing that I was doing, you know. We got Patrick Jones actually calling right now. Hold on, I'm going to try to put him on speakerphone. Hey, what's going on, Patrick?
Patrick Jones.
Nothing. I don't know. I wasn't sure. The show's not fucking on again.
No, it's okay. It's not live. Jeremy told me that they're having problems, and he said it's not going to be live, but it's being recorded, and we're doing the show. So nobody's really listening right now, but people that are smart and are hip and with it and don't need hip lessons from Karen Centerfold actually downloaded this podcast and they're listening to it right now.
Well, I didn't know about that. Well, I'm close by. I wasn't sure it was on or not.
No, yeah. Not you want to come and hang out with us here on the More Music Radio Pod?
Yeah, I'm kind of depressed. I had to hang out with my friends.
What's the matter, man? Everything cool?
I think he was doing too much ecstasy.
Were you doing too much X?
I didn't do enough push-ups when I woke up this morning.
Oh, I hate when that happens, man.
Yeah. All right. I don't know. I'm not quite there yet, but I'll just hold on.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what? Just give a text or something, and or text Dan or me or Dan, and then we'll go down when we go in the next break, man.
Hell,
we'll
could even call 1-800-893-9562. I bet you somebody would answer the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to be on the phone for a little bit? Do you want to call in, Patrick? He hung up on me already.
Bitch.
God, damn. Yeah, so Patrick's on his way.
Bitch, nobody hangs up on me.
I love it, man. This is fun.
Yeah, no, we're having a good time. Well, anyway, that was the voice of Pat Jones.
Yeah.
You may recognize his voice from, such songs as Entertainment as a Chore, which is the opening of our show here.
Right. It is the opening song.
If you'd like to see what he and us look like, you can come out to, Stardust in Downey.
Sure. Come out.
On the 30th.
Why not?
Actually, I think, we're all over the calendar here. Because I'm mentioning the 30th. It turns out we have a show on the 22nd.
That's right, man. We do. And I didn't want to mention it because it's in the works right now. But we're going to have we're planning on having like a comedy show and rock show together. And it's going to be, I don't even know the name of the place. In fact, after the show, we're going to go and talk to the guy that we're working with, David from Juanita's. Remember Juanita's a long time ago back in the day?
Yeah, actually I went to
fucking delicious burritos.
I went to his old space. Not that this helps him at all, but there's a new restaurant at Juanita's. It's like an Italian place. It's called Maximiliano.
Oh, Maximiliano's. Yeah. It looks kind of, I don't know. I was going to say it looks kind of gay, but, you know, people are fucking getting mad at us for being homophobic or something. Well, but it is kind of gay looking in there.
It's, well, you know.
There's nothing wrong with gay. You know, there really isn't. I'm just saying, as an adjective, that's just a common adjective that we use. And like nowadays, it's like not cool. In fact, I heard in New York that it was illegal to call somebody gay. Like it was like a hate crime or something like that. And they finally rolled it back. They're like, hey, wait a minute. We can't regulate people's freedom of speech, you know?
I heard George Takei, he like signed off on using his name as like being gay.
He did?
So like if you want to call something like super gay,
you can say George Takei is super gay. And it's true.
You just call it Takei, you know?
Like, do you ever hear him on Howard Stern show?
Takei, you know?
You ever hear him on Howard Stern show?
Yeah, he's hilarious. I love that guy.
Yeah, man. You know what though? Talking about feet, he has those weird feet though. If anybody's listening right now to the podcast and you're at a computer, he has weird, funky feet, man. Him and the guy from Aerosmith have the same kind of feet. They're like weird and twisted and contorted and stuff. So you should Google George Takei's feet and then look at images and you'll see some really fucking nasty fucking feet. Oh, he's a great guy, but I mean, shit, those are some nasty ass feet.
What are you going to do?
You know, I don't know. People are text messaging me right now and hopefully that's Jeremy saying that he's going to try to call in. No, it's not. Patrick's outside and we're going to get him in a little bit. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about something. You want to help me out, Dan?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm trying to get this shit ready for the fucking next break right now. So I'm just trying to fucking buy some time.
Well, I was talking at the beginning of the show how I got a weed ticket in Utah.
Right.
Bright.
So what happened, man? Like, dude, you told me about that earlier.
It was
and
the
like,
worst. It was like the most ridiculous.
It's
bullshit
the stupidest
ever.
Fucking ticket to get, right?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, like you're sitting, like imagine, okay, we got fire sound effects, like crackling fire.
No, I don't. Not right now. Yeah, get a piece of paper and just crinkle it or something. Get that thing. All right, we'll talk about it.
We're going to sit around the campfire here, kids.
We'll start it right now. So anyway, awesome. This is where, Dan, you're there. So. You're at the campfire. The fire is going.
Yeah, we can hear the fire going.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
It's the fire sounds like a plastic bag from the store.
Well, you know, it's a crackling. It's a crackling fire. Oh, man, that is hot. Hot fire. Anyway, so we're sitting there, and, you know, we're smoking weed in the middle of the night in the Utah in the middle of a forest.
Mm-hmm.
And here come the rangers, like, just walk up on our fire.
Yeah.
And, like, so what's going on here, guys? Like, well, we're camping, so we're hanging out. Like, I don't know exactly what you think's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it smells like you guys are having a little party over here. I'm like, mm-hmm. Well, we're definitely
drinking. What's
wrong
with that, fool?
Yeah, so anyway.
Luckily, I wasn't there because I'd be saying that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, like, we kind of got caught red-handed because, like, we're totally, like, holding weed and like, ah, son of a bitch. So, anyway, this rookie cop, like, gives me a ticket, but, like, she forgets to have me, like, sign the ticket, so... So anyway, I think I'm supposed to go to court, but like the fact that they didn't actually like have me sign a ticket where, you know, you're supposed to promise to appear in court. Like, so she was dumb. But anyway, Utah is bullshit, so don't ever go.
Don't go there, man.
There's like,
you can't buy fucking beer on a Sunday.
Yeah, and it's like 4%. Even if you get it, it's gonna be horrible.
We were traveling through there and we were on tour and stuff and it was Saturday night, right? And we need beer. We need beer and cigarettes, okay? This is when I used to smoke, you understand? I don't smoke anymore. I'm a non-smoker. But this is when we need this stuff, okay? We need it, okay? So we're at Walmart. And meanwhile, Walmart's like kind of lame to hang out with over here in LA when there's a bunch of shit to do and like, why would you do, what are you doing hanging out at Walmart? But in shit kicker towns and like towns where there's nothing interesting going on, Walmart is the fucking central hangout fucking spot, man. Super Walmarts. Yeah. People hang out there. Did you know that?
It's like a club. It's 24 hours, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So people are hanging out there and stuff. And so anyway, It is about 11:50 and we finally get our beer and we're in line and people look all nervous and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh, well, you know, you can't buy beer and cigarettes after midnight on Saturday because it's technically Sunday and that's the Lord's Day.
You're leaning pretty hard against midnight, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's 11:50.
It's 11:50 and there's like 10 people ahead of us, you know? And the fucking lady's trying to scan something and it's not scanning and she's like fucking trying to, she gets out the Windex and tries to fucking clean the thing, you know, and like, oh, it's not scanning, taking her fucking time. And then we're realizing that our window is closing. You know, and she will not, by law, she will not be able to sell us alcohol or cigarettes or anything adult like that, you know, and our porns, you know, no porns. Oh,
son of a bitch.
And so like, fuck, man, we got right down to the wire. I shit you not. It was 11:59 and 45 seconds and she fucking ringed our shit. We paid for it and we were the last ones to fucking get our beer. It was great.
That's great in a horrible way.
And they watered down their alcohol there too.
Yeah, and then if you go to a bar, like they got like those tap machines, so like so if you're pouring liquor,
mm-hmm.
like you can't get like a double because right. like it's a regulated pour on a machine.
Right. Yeah.
So like even if you got a friend like who shows up like sorry you're like out of luck because this fucking oh man,
yeah, dude.
I think they're doing that on China.
We can't hear you right now, Nick. You got to turn your microphone on. Push one. Is that you? Oh, okay. He's Nick is actually he's fielding a call right now. Oh,
okay. I think we've got Pat Jones.
Maybe Patrick is coming on. I don't know. It looks like Nick is having a good conversation with them. I wish you guys could see through the radio right now.
Yeah, it's...
So what happened, man? So you got that ticket and did it bum you out? I mean, did it ruin the whole fucking party? They took all your weed, right? Or was someone holding...
No. Actually, my other buddy had some weed on.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, you know, he bailed us out. But it was kind of sucked because we had to smoke out of like corn cob pipes.
Like Popeye?
Okay. Yeah.
You guys were being Popeye and shit?
But then, you know, we... so we got the fuck out of Utah and then we hit an Indian reservation and got some fireworks.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Which is always a good time. I recommend fireworks. If people don't play with fireworks like on a regular basis, you should do it. It's very good stress relief.
I love it.
It's a good time. Yes.
All right. Looks like we have a caller, and Nick is going to put him on right now. Caller, you are on the More Music Radio Pod. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on, man? Is this Jeremy?
How's it going, man?
Is this Jeremy?
This is Jeremy.
Oh, okay. I almost forgot your voice, fucker. Yeah. I haven't talked to you in like fucking 3 weeks or something.
Here it comes. What's going on?
Yeah, here it comes, because you say things and you don't do it. You said you were going to be here. And we were going to party with you, and we wanted to celebrate with you, and you're not here, man. You weren't there, and now you're gone, and things are broken, and nobody knows what the fuck. Morale is down. Dan's getting up right now and leaving.
Fuck this.
So what's up, man? You're in Chicago right now. Give us the report.
We're in Chicago. We just got to the fabulous Drake Hotel in downtown Chicago.
All right.
A couple hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a great time, man.
You ever been there before?
What's that?
Have you ever been there?
I've been to Chicago before, but I've only been to Chicago in the dead of winter
mm-hmm.
when it's like 10 degrees outside and my face hurt. And I stayed long enough to get a deep dish pizza, and then I got the fuck out of here.
I understand it's not fun to be there in the winter, and it's not fun to be there in the summer. It just fucking sucks.
I love this city, actually. Now that I'm here and I can look around without my face hurting, it's actually a very cool city.
Well, cool, man. So this is how long have you been out on the road now? It's been a week now?
Today was a week, yeah. Right.
Anything interesting in the last week?
We stopped in Seattle. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in Portland, which we were in Portland on Sunday morning,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't shit going on in Portland. But we went to Seattle after that, and that was really nice. Seattle's a really cool city. And
did you like it,
Jolene,
man?
And Kelly, right?
Yeah. Kelly Spacey K from 8-Bit lives up there with his girlfriend, Jolene. And they've been there for a little while. And also, our former bass player, Pete, lives up in Seattle, too, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You didn't see him there,
yeah,
though,
so,
right?
Yeah, so Jolene hooked us up with a really nice dinner at the restaurant that she works at.
Oh, yeah?
And, myself and Sonia mm-hmm. got to have a really nice dinner, and it was a really good time.
Cool. All right, man.
Yeah.
And so where's the next stop?
Everything's fucked up and broken?
Everything is not, it's not everything is fucked up and broken. It's the computers, I guess. Last week when we were here, we got, I got to the studio and the computers would look like poltergeists. Like they were coming, they were going to come through the screen. Remember, you know how the TV screen gets all fuzzy like that? And that little bitch was fucking sitting in front of the TV and she made the ghost come out of the TV and then they sucked her into the ceiling. And then she fell out of the ceiling with like a bunch of gunk on her and her mom had to go into the afterlife.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Patrick is here. And Patrick, you got to push your mic on button. Is it on? Okay, well, Nick is going to go and he's going to turn it on. Patrick just got here, Jerry.
Cool, man. Patrick's always fun.
So what? Tell us what's going on with the computer, man. Do you know what's going on?
To be completely honest, I have no idea how the computers got fucked up.
Wow.
The problems that we're having right now are problems we never had before. And Joel's actually going to make a special trip down there next Wednesday.
All right.
To go and try to troubleshoot what's up with the computers. My guess is that we have a hardware problem with mm-hmm. the control room computer because the live feed shit just keeps crashing constantly for no reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I know.
Bad memory, something like that.
I tried to listen to a couple of shows, actually, and I just couldn't get it. You know, couldn't hear the shit. It wasn't working.
What we have going on right now is we have... we're running reruns from a different server outside of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So when you tune in now, you're going to hear repeats, current repeats. You know, it's all the newer shows,
yeah.
But it's not live. So
okay,
so we're doing whatever we can to get it fixed. It's kind of hard to do while I'm out on the road, obviously, but
mm-hmm.
Joel's going to go down there and fix shit.
So how are you able to do it on the road? Like, there's a lot of people that don't know anything about anything. And so, like, let people know. How do you do it? Like, let's say you got to fix something. I got an
internet access point, a Verizon wireless access point.
Those things are cool.
We pulled over a couple times, and I turn that thing on. I connect my laptop, and then as long as the computers are accessible in the network, I can log on to them remotely and see the screen and all that shit. So I've been trying to run some tests and stuff, but unfortunately, something's really fucked up with that control room computer.
Really? Well, don't try to blame anything on Nick because he's doing a great job over here. I just want you to know.
I know, man. Nick's doing a great job. And Nick's been going above and beyond the Call of Duty, man. I sent him a message the other night. The control room.
Hey, you're lucky, Nick. You get messages. You get to communicate with Jeremy, dude. You're so you don't realize how fucking lucky you are.
Holy shit,
hey, dude. So really, what is it, man? Like why, like you don't like return calls or anything? Like, what is it about? I mean, I'm hung up on that. You know,
that dude,
I'm all locked
I'm
up. You got me locked up on
to,
it.
I'm trying to get to Pennsylvania, man.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I'm sick. I got fucking sick on the road, which really sucks.
Yeah, man.
I actually went to the hospital today in... Where the fuck were we? We were in Minnesota, pulled over at this shithole town in Minnesota that had an H on the fucking freeway sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the emergency room to talk to a doctor because I got fucking sick on the road.
Holy shit.
And it really sucks because I'm trying to have fun, but I'm sick, so, you know.
Fuck, man.
Did you bathe yourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? I heard that helps to clear up any ailments.
Yeah.
We went and saw... Mount Rushmore.
Anybody with me on that?
Oh, yeah, man.
Purple
I did.
Rain reference. Okay,
I did see some pictures, you know. I figure, you know what? If I can't talk to Jeremy and he won't answer my calls and he won't call me and he won't, like, say hello or anything like that or say, hey, you know what? This is what's going on. At least I'm going to look at his pictures and see what that motherfucker is doing. What is he up to?
Yeah, I mean,
I've been sending a message here and there just to kind of say where I am.
Has it been all the shows all week? I've been meaning to listen, but I haven't. But I was listening to this one. It was just getting reruns. So.
Dude, Adam Shankman was telling me today that he had this thing planned with this one I guess she's kind of like a taste setter kind of person, like who's, she's all like fucking,
I don't
like,
know what that means.
That means like somebody who says what's cool and what you should be listening to. Yeah. And
usually I try not to listen to people that tell me what's
like a
cool
like a socialite. So you remember the last time when he had that one Burning Man lady on? And
yes,
he totally
that was a
just
hilarious episode.
He was just totally fucking with her and stuff, and she got offended,
and
she wanted
her tits out. She still took her tits out.
She took her tits out, and then she didn't want the podcast to be posted, or she wanted it edited or something like that?
Oh, she emailed me directly and said, please don't post that podcast, which I promptly ignored, and that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so he had this one girl that was going to come in on Tuesday. And like he had it planned out, and he was telling me, he was like, oh man, this was going to be so good. You know, like fucking, I had her come in and I was just going to fucking rape her mind. And I'm like, oh man, that would have been so fucking cool, dude. But hopefully we can get these technical difficulties together. And you got a lot of posting to do, man.
The hard truth is that it's probably not going to get resolved until Joel gets down there because, you know, it's a hardware issue. And
right.
If there's nothing software, you can do about it. I could fix it from here. But, you know, if hardware breaks, then I'm kind of fucked.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did you say he's coming? Next week or next Wednesday?
He said he'd be able to get down there Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Well, when he gets here, at least Joe will be able to smoke weed with me because Nick doesn't smoke weed anymore. I don't know if you heard.
No, I know. Nick's clean. 7 months or 5 months or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what? I think I like this. Why, please don't call me unless it's going to be on this show. I think I like it better.
Okay.
Hey, did you get my email?
No.
You didn't get your... So you're not checking your emails or anything. You're just out having a party or what?
Pretty much.
You're out having a party,
yeah,
and you're out having a party and there's people that are working here for you for free. You should call him back.
I know. It sucks. It's a complete abuse of my power.
I wanted to tell you about our Silver Lake Jubilee happenings when we did the mobile unit. People got mad at us. I couldn't tell you that.
People always get mad when you do the mobile unit. For some reason, it does that to people.
Yeah.
I was sober.
A lot of people love it, but then some people just get really mad.
Some people do get really mad, and they did. And
what is it? Because of your ultimate freedom, you know, you're not tied down by wires and things, you know?
So you know what I think it is?
It's your
like
freedom that they're afraid of.
People don't like it when you are stealing attention, you know? Everybody needs attention. And even our buddy Sean Carlson told us the first time we did the FYF Fest, and then he tried to like put his hands on our instruments, and then he called the cops on us. He told us, hey, you guys are just doing that for attention. And it's like, yeah, of course we are. That we're a band. Like, that's what we do. Like, yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. Like, what's wrong with that? So people don't like that, I guess. You know, they're like, hey, you can't do that. There's a certain personality of people, and there's a lot of them they have that thing where it's like, hey, you can't do that. Like, if you're having fun, they're like, hey, you can't do that, you know?
But there's also the element that you can just show up because, you know, they don't think the same thing if you're playing a show and you're supposed to be on that show and, mm-hmm. and you're on stage. You know, they don't get pissed off then, but if you're free and you just show up playing with your band, then people get pissed.
Yeah, they do. They get really pissed.
This is the land of do whatever you want unless someone else does whatever they want.
There's a bit of vendetta with that whole thing.
It
was like a stand where I wasn't thinking, and they had like the what is it, vacation vinyl stand. So I'm gonna put our drop cards in their records. I'll just rip them open. It's fine. They don't like that.
Yeah.
And find out later. That's where our merch went to.
You know what? I was going to say, maybe we'll talk about it later because we have some songs to play and stuff, but I'm going to cut out two songs out of the set because this is something that we have to talk about, man. It was funny because like, okay, we did the mobile unit the first, the night before we were supposed to play at the Silver Lake Jubilee, right? And it was good. Like,
It went as expected.
It was great. Like, people liked it. Like, generally, people enjoy that shit. But, like, people with, like, authority or, like, power trips or something, that you can't do that people, like, the security guards, they got upset and they immediately, like, pounced on us and they're like, hey, you can't do that. And we're like, why not? You know? And they're like, well, you're not allowed. And we're like, well, yeah, we were invited to come down here and do this, you know?
You're set tomorrow at 5:30. You can't do that.
We were supposed to play the next day at 5:30, you know? So we have it. I don't know if you saw the video, but we have that video on YouTube, and you can check that out.
I mean, the mobile unit is like waving a delicious steak in front of a fucking security guard because it's his chance, you know? Oh, something here doesn't belong. I must spring into action and create order. You know, like, so yeah, it's a fodder for a fucking security guard.
He goes, you know what? He looks at us and he goes, hey, they can't do that, you know? And so they went and they tried to stop us and shit. And anyway, long story short, and you'll see it on the video, you know, it was cool. They tried to stop us. We went and played. But as soon as the cops come and they tell you to stop, you have to stop, man, because those guys, they're ruthless, you know? They could do anything they want just based on they could arrest you for insulting them pretty much, you know? And I know you guys will say that, you know, I like to mouth off to the cops, you know, but...
Well, I did. I was...
Yeah. And Patrick was kind of fucking being a dick to the cops, and like
they
I had
very
to.
Nice though. The cops were
Patrick was putting nice the cops. Megaphone up to the cop's face, and the cop did not fucking like that, you know. And
man,
so
he dealt with it. Next day, he waved to us. We walked by him. He was cool. It's the same cop. He was a nice cop.
Well, the next day, that was
like
the next day. Where I'm talking. Yeah. Where I'm still on that night though. So you know, we did that, and that was cool. And dude, and check it out, man. We fucking walked around like we owned that fucking place, man. Kinky yeah. was going on, you know, whatever. And I had this thing in my head. I'm like, you know what? Let's just fucking walk backstage. And we should have done this. We're fucking pussies for not fucking doing this, but I don't know. Yeah. I said, okay, let's walk backstage and then get back there and then just walk right on stage with the mobile unit and just fucking bust it, you know, right before Kinky's supposed to play. We should have done that, but we didn't because we had to play the next day and we're like, well, you know, we don't want to fucking ruin it and we still want to play the thing. And so we just decided not to, but I did get some good audio of Kinky. And so maybe we'll play it next time because we're running out of time, but I did do some interviews. I got to, you know, talk to the singer of Kinky. He was very cute. You know, yeah, all the ladies were like, oh, he's cute.
Yeah. They're very young looking.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, he is kind of pretty,
40.
You know, but he's a cool dude. You know, the other guys, it didn't seem like they wanted to talk to me, but. So yeah, man, we went backstage, drank their beer and stuff. And like, we did like the Jedi mind trick, you know, they're like, hey, are you guys supposed to be here? We're like, yeah, of course we have instruments and oh man, we're so glad now we get to rest. Cool. Yeah. You know? So we just, we told them like, oh, we looked in their eyes and like, just like hypnotized them and go, no man, everything's cool. We're supposed to be here.
Social engineering, man. It works wonders.
Yeah. That's it, all. Man. So that was good. And then the next day we did that again at the, you know, this was during the day we did the mobile unit. And then we played our set at a bear bar, a gay bear bar at Eagles. It was cool.
Was
man,
it bear?
We do
it
so
bear.
Good, especially
we,
you know what? I was a fucking hit at that fucking yeah. Eagles, man. No, I don't get love me, dude.
I don't know if you've ever seen like Police Academy where they go into the, what was it, the Blue Oyster Bar?
Mm-hmm.
How's the song go? Yeah, anyway, that this place was about, I don't know, 8 times gayer than that.
They're very nice.
Like, it was pretty over the top, man. So there's like a... There was like a chain, like spider web, like
yeah,
thing.
I wasn't sure what that was for,
dude. And I got molested again. Like, every time I go to a gay bar, I get molested. Like they just love me there. And I was standing next to my girlfriend, like you know, with my arm around her and stuff.
Oh,
and
grabbing your cock or what?
Dude, he was grabbing my ass and like trying to like hug me and stuff. And I had to take my girlfriend and put her in between us.
Tell me the truth, though. When you grabbed your ass, did it move a little bit? It moved a little bit, right?
It tensed. My ass like just got rock hard and just went like, whoosh. Like I was like, ugh. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I'll be honest,
like a
man.
Fucking sea urchin, man.
I don't think that there's anything wrong with being gay, you know? And, but I gotta be honest, man, like, I don't like when another man, like, touches me and wants to grab my ass and, like, have, like, sexual gratification and stuff. Like, it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like, I know how girls feel, like, when they get groped, you know?
I saw a really good movie, last night called The Boys Next Door.
You should say thank you, because I can't even imagine doing that.
Yeah, I agree. Ugh.
Hey, real quick, I gotta tell you, something, though, I listened to the Karen Centerfold show, and I made a decision, and I send some keys to Karen. She's going to be taking over the studio. And,
sweet. Sounds good to me.
Perfect.
She's got a lot of really great ideas. Some things about Don Bowles.
Yeah.
Some things
Rodney
about
Bingham-Heimer being a racist.
Rodney Bingham-Heimer's a racist. Mm-hmm. Sean Carnage is a faggot.
Yeah. And, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
He said the wrong word.
But Karen's gonna go in there, he's still gonna, you know, do a 10-minute segment on Don Bowles, and, you know, everybody's going to start listening because she's going to talk about really important topics.
She wanted to do a 10-minute monologue, and I'm like, fuck that, man. Like, I told her, I'm like, if you want to do a 10-minute monologue, you got to, like, edit yourself. Like, you have to, like, know, like, your people are tuning out on you, you know? And we got into an argument and stuff. It was great, man. I didn't get to record it though, like the argument that you that
that's
you, that
pretty funny that she thinks that like anyone could tolerate a woman speaking for like more than 5 minutes. That's insane.
Well, hey, man, don't make us out to be chauvinists too, man. So check this out, Jeremy. So
hey, what do you got? Bring it. I'll shut that shit right down.
So like on Sunday night, I want to wrap this up because this is the whole story. And we got banned from Vacation Vinyl because we're fucking drunk idiots trying to just like have fun and then we get emotional. So on the last Sunday we were doing our mobile unit, walking out, you know, whatever. And then we see this fucking, I told you about this FYFS guy, that Sean Carlson guy, right?
Said mean things to us.
We didn't have a good run-in with him when we did our mobile unit there. We thought he was a fucking asshole, and he was not cool to us, and he never has been cool to us. Like, he could, you know, I don't know. There are ways to react to the mobile unit, and when you're in charge of a music festival and there's someone playing music outside of your music festival, like, you can't complain about the noise because it's not even loud. Anyway, that guy pissed us off that last time. So we saw him there again at the booth, at the Vacation Vinyl booth, record booth. And he was like, oh, these guys, fuck these guys. These guys give me problems. And so I'm like, oh, hey, it's the Sean Carlson guy, you know, whatever. And we went to go like, hey, man. And I told him, I went up to him like, hey, man, like, why are you so cool, man? Like, what makes you so cool, you know? And I was just like trying to like mess with them, I guess, you know? Not the best thing to do, you know, whatever.
And while Vince was doing that, I was ripping open their records of that on display and putting our drop cards in them.
We were passing out our MP3, our EP drop cards. And Patrick ripped open the thing and started putting,
I wasn't trying to, I was trying to like get him in there, but I was drunk and I kind of messed, I'm sorry.
He messed up the plastic on the, vinyl.
That's why they charged $1.
So Patrick's like saying stuff on the megaphone. I'm saying stuff and Sean Carlson goes, hey man, I got a voice I want to speak too. And so we don't want to be like jerks and not let him speak.
And this is where I fucked up.
Patrick,
I didn't hold it. I said, here, you have
hold
it.
On. Let me tell the story, man. Patrick gave him the megaphone. The guy looks at the megaphone and then takes off with it. He takes off running with it.
And like, like a fucking little kid that grabs
the ball.
Like a
fucking little fucking bitch, dude. And so like, I'm like, ooh. And so this is where I lost it, man. This is where I did wrong. I fucking got immediately red hot with fucking anger. I was like, I'm going to fucking kill this fucking guy, man. I hate this guy, you know? Like, I just lost it. And then plus I was a little drunk. I'm emotional. You know I'm emotional, right, Jeremy?
Awesome.
So anyway, so I fucking run after this guy, you know, he's on one side of the fucking food trucks. I'm on the other side trying to cut him off at the pass. Meanwhile, Patrick's girlfriend ECR caught up with the guy, took the megaphone, and then she took off, you know? So I still thought that he had the megaphone or he threw it away. So we finally went back to the spot. And I fucking see this guy and I'm fucking yelling at him and I fucking made, when I get angry, I'll fucking say whatever. And I fucking made a mistake and I said the F word. I called him a fag. And then he immediately fucking said, hey, that's a hate crime. You can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fuck you, you motherfucker.
Fucking say that.
Yeah. No, he did. They came up to me afterwards, him and his like tall bearded jerk off friend. So like, no, your friend shouldn't say that.
Yeah, he said it's a hate crime.
You know, your friend said faggot. That's not what he fucking... That's why I got pissed off, too. That's what I have to say to me. Is like, he said faggot? Do you understand what's going on?
That's a fucking weak fucking move, man. Okay, like, if people think we're homophobes, fucking talk to us about it, and we'll show you that
this
we're not.
That guy sounds like a fucking hipster to me.
Well, he is. I went to a stupid record store to pick up the
so,
merch.
Okay, so Vinyl... Vacation Vinyl were the people that were handling the merch for the bands and stuff. And what we did is we had to... We met up with the Jubilee people ahead of time, gave them all the bands gave the merch and they handled it. And then after the show, after the festival, you go and pick up what's ever left of your merch and the money that that they owe you from what they sold. So they call me up and they say, "Hey, your stuff is ready." It didn't dawn on me that the lady who was working and called me up, she sounded not too happy with me. And so I'm like, well, can we be there on the weekend? She's like, I really would appreciate if you just come pick it up as soon as possible. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm working right now, but I'll be there on Saturday to pick it up. So Patrick tells me like, hey, that's the Vacation Vinyl thing. I think they might be mad. Maybe I should go pick it up. Okay.
Yeah.
So Patrick says, okay, I'm going to go on Saturday to go pick it up. So Patrick goes and picks it up on Saturday. And what happened, Patrick?
This is what happened. Well, this seems like a cool record store. Not really. They have a cassette section in the middle of this fucking $8 cassettes. Some retards made with their fucking feet. Okay, that's good. Okay, but I was dumb. I was kind of lulled into comfortableness. This guy was nice enough. I was just like, whatever. But then I said, just give me the money back. Here's your $14. I assumed, I didn't ask. I'm pretty sure the dollar was taken out from, we sold three things, $5 a piece. It was for the plastic record holder thing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, do you guys take anything in consignment? I said, and then once he said that, it's like, well, you and your friend called my friend a faggot. Not that I'm saying you're homophobes or anything. And you ripped up our plastic covers. So I said, I'm a big pussy. So I apologize. I'm sorry. You know what? We were drunk, but that guy's been a dick to us in the past. And that was about it. And left.
So essentially, we are banned from two record stores now. That's Amoeba, cool.
Both shitty ones,
and Vacation Vinyl for our antics with the fucking, what do you call it?
Dude, there's only fucking five record stores left in the world, so pretty soon you're gonna be banned from all of them.
Yeah,
that's our plan. We're gonna have a pop up store in front of all the record stores.
See, we want to do you know how we do Mobile Unit with the music? We want to do Mobile Unit with a record store and make like a cardboard box record store. Yes. And say, hey man, go in front of Vacation Vinyl and be like, hey man, this is our Mobile Unit record store, man. And we only sell the cool shit.
Did pretty well with it.
We'll be like, our record store sells cool shit, and the only thing we'll sell is like Mormon stuff. So
yeah,
it might be funny to do.
Get a bunch of albums and, go in there, buy the albums, and then just resell them for less. Like, hey, man, you looking for this record? I got to hear it for less than the fucking, the undercutters of records.
This cassette's $8. It's worth about 50 cents. All right. I'll give you a cent, man. We'll take the loss.
Yeah, so that's what happened, man.
Fun, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could have done a better job with that story, but I don't know, man. It was fun. I had a good time.
Cool.
I had a good time, but I was also really fucking pissed off and embarrassed because, when you lose, that's one thing we shouldn't do is fucking lose our fucking cool like that. And yeah, I know that. I'm smart enough to know that, but I get so fucking pissed off. And I did. And I want to publicly apologize to my bandmates.
Again. Well, I apologize too for getting with the fucking mic megaphone like a dickhead. But I got my comeuppance for going in there and,
Damn, and you got your ass handed to you in that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, anyway, man, we got to play some songs. We got to get the show going. It's going to cut out in a little bit. We got 19 minutes left in the show. Thanks for calling, man. I appreciate it. It's good. I guess we didn't really hear too much about what's going on your travels, but I'm sure you have some stories, and maybe next week you can give a call and talk about it more. Sorry, we had to blab about our Mobile Unit thing.
It's pretty much a lot of driving, and... Once I get to the East Coast, I'll call back in and give you the update.
Cool. All right, man.
All right. Good night, Jeremy.
All right, dude.
Later,
well,
guys.
Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, and I look forward to Joel being here, and let's get some live shows going again, man.
Yeah, we're going to get it on top of it as soon as we can, man.
Cool. All right. Everybody, Jeremy, the founder of Skid Row Studios and our boss. All right. Thanks for calling, man.
Later,
thanks,
guys. Boss.
All right, guys, we'll be back with the end of the show on the More Music. I'm all fucking stammering now. I'm getting drunk. That's why. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Here we go.
KFWB News 980. KFWB News time, 12:57. Well, it was billed as the 30th occasional Pasadena Doo-Dah Parade. And KFWB's Michael Chappé got to check out the most irreverent event of the year. Walking interviews along Colorado Boulevard with the order of the day, because some of the acts, you just have to ask, what's up with that? Like a heavy metal marching band in bicycle helmets. Well, even then, it's still not clear.
The Mormons.
The Mormons?
Yeah, the themormonsband.com.
Are you really Mormons?
We're a rock band called the Mormons. We're superheroes.
Why are you wearing the helmet?
We're a rock band called the Mormons.
Well, why the helmet?
Well, because we're called the Mormons, and we're a rock band. We're a rock superhero band. We're not really Mormons, per se, religiously, but we're musicians religiously, and we're on our mission to rock out correctly.
A lot of fun for about 40,000 people in Pasadena. That's Doo-Dah. Michael Chaffee, KFWB News 98.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You're listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
December 9th, fake prizes rising out of the bomb hole. Skeleton boys hyped up for purple. Smoke rings blow from across the disco. Banknotes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Duck, don't look now. Company missiles, power is raunchy. Rent-a cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste has been. Yes, now I'm doing this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, and I'm turning it on, I'm working my legs. Hell yes, and I'm calling you out, I'm switching my place.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, and I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me see.
Yeah, that's it.
Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back, retract, collapse into laugh tracks, noise response, applause and hand claps, floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow, breaking points on the verge of pointless, fools anointed to the following fanfare, look for the common, not superficial, cold red, cooler, welcome for many crisis, perfunctory idols, rewriting the Bibles, the magic, markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes, and I'm moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, and I'm turning it on, I'm working my legs. Hell yes, and I'm calling you out, I'm switching my place.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, and I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct. Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I like your bass.
I like your bass.
Your beat is nice.
Your beat is nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Be hot.
Yes. Now I'm moving this way. I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes. Now turn it on. I'm working my legs. Hell yes. Now I'm calling you out. Hell yes, and I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct. Hell yes.
Skidrow.la, are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Vengo haciendo desmadre, así me entretengo con los compas y de las buenas. Buen reventón con altas chelas. Por haber detronando aquí lo que me ha gustado siempre a mí. Muchas chotas rodean mi chante, porque mi nombre es muy gigante. Por el barrio y todas las calles, Los Ángeles y todos los calle, céntrico, cínico, ¿qué te pasa? Es lo que grita toda la raza. No te metas con mi gente, desmadrosos pero muy decentes. También las jainas cargan cohetes para mandarte a dormir de repente. Pueblo, ¿qué hacer? Tenemos a deshacer. Si tú te pones al brinco, descargo la 45. It's just a countdown thing, and no, we don't gang bang. But if you step the wrong way, there's gonna be a price to pay. Let's take it back, let me tell you a tale. With my occupation, contains crime and scales. Take a long hit, go ahead and hail. If I get caught up, homie, release me on bail. If not, then time in jail. Or plead my case to the judge. But let's face it, they don't give a what. So I guess I'm stuck. Man, I ain't changed, I'm still in my trucks. I'm out, yeah, breathe the fresh air. Time to rise up those golden stairs. Forget the times when I didn't care. Had respect and pull up a chosen chair. Just trip out on my world, just this Islam nation. Era, we're look up on your radio stations. Our time's coming, just gotta be patient. This hip hop dream, now I never stop chasing, chasing. Pueblo, ¿qué hacer? Tenemos a deshacer. Si tú te pones al brinco, descargo la 45. It's just a countdown thing, and no, we don't gang bang. But if you step the wrong way, there's gonna be a price to pay. Las bajas también altitas. En las calles las jainas gritan. Súbale al radio que se oiga. A los paisanos, cholos y cholas. Ahora sí, ciérrate la boca y guacha el estilo que provoca. Buen desmadre en las calles. Toda mi raza, llégale, caile. Vamos a hacer un buen reventón. Todo reporten a mi cantón. Pa' que se arde, chido el desmadre. Manos arriba y un paso adelante. En las calles me la llevo, tomando 1800 cuervo. Esta es la ley de las calles, ahora todo el mundo ya lo sabe. Pueblo, ¿qué hacer? Tenemos a deshacer. Si tú te pones al brinco, descargo la 45. It's just a countdown thing, and no, we don't gang bang. But if you step the wrong way, there's gonna be a price to pay. Pueblo, ¿qué hacer? Tenemos a deshacer. Si tú te pones al brinco, descargo la 45. It's just a countdown thing, and no, we don't gang bang. But if you step the wrong way, there's gonna be a price to pay.
Well, hello, this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
That was good, man. I don't even give a shit if it's live, man.
Yeah, who cares? It's still somewhere, ain't it?
Yeah, people are listening to us right now because they just downloaded the podcast and now they're listening to the shit.
See?
Yeah.
See?
You know?
So you can download it while it's going on. You can listen to it. Is that a new thing I've heard of? No.
Yeah, man, that was cool, man. That's fun. This was cool. We don't need any guests, man. We could just come out here and hang out.
I know.
Nick's here. We'll talk to Nick. You know, it's all good.
That barely seemed like 5 hours. I mean, it just flew by, man. Look, by the way, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing?
I masturbated last night.
You did? Again?
No, it's been about 2 months.
And it has?
I watched two good movies.
You haven't masturbated in 2 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that impressive?
That's interesting.
Don't you guys think?
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I masturbate a lot anymore? I mean,
it's such a good feeling. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Girlfriends help, but you know what? I needed to masturbate less.
Hey, my lady takes care of me, dog.
Well, mine does too. Mm-hmm.
That's why we ain't need to jack off no more.
I just had to do it last night.
Oh, really?
I really needed to.
Was your girlfriend laying next to you?
No.
Have you ever jacked off next to your girlfriend?
Well, of course.
You're all horned up and you're like, oh, I can't take it.
Maybe an ex-girlfriend, but, you know, yeah, I've done that.
Okay, so you've done that before.
Yeah.
I understand. You ain't got time for all this.
Shaking the bed? Was the bed shaking? And did you like pretend? Were you afraid she was going to wake up?
I just wanted her to wake up and she didn't.
Oh, so you were like trying to, you were shaking hard and all, ta, 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 ta. Come on, wake up. You're like nudging her and elbowing her and shit.
That, and I watched two really good, I had a good double feature of 80s high school kind of juvenile JD movies, juvenile delinquent movie type movies.
Mm-hmm. At first, I thought you were talking about the Skinemax or something.
No, I watched the first one. It starred Adam Baldwin, not related to the Baldwins. He's that big dude in Full Metal Jacket, the crazy giant guy.
Crazy giant guy?
What's his name? The fucking guy who wants to kill her.
Pyle?
No, the fucking...
That was Vincent D'Onofrio.
I know, but I'm talking about the fucking... What's his character's name? It's like the bad mother, like mother whatever, but like the big fucking crazy dude. That was
Okay. He's kind of like a meathead guy or something, right?
My Bodyguard. Starting that. He's really good in it. So that was good. And then I watched that. He had to like fight some gang they got out of, and he killed everybody's ass and his girlfriend them out. It's like a movie I watched. It was called The Boys Next Door, directed by Penelope Spears. Never seen it.
Oh,
really good.
Our friend.
It starred, what's the guy that went crazy?
What guy?
On the TV. He's related to people.
Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That was good, yeah, man. Yeah. You pulled that out of the air.
An actor that was in Greece, and there's about, like, basically, like, kind of, like, two high school shitheads who... Like,
the actor that was in Greece that was also in Celebrity Rehab?
Greece 2.
Oh, Greece 2.
Yeah. And they...
I didn't even see Greece
1. They go on a road trip, and they end up, like, fucking killing a bunch of people.
Greece is gay.
I know. But the thing is, so it's like, ends up,
who,
like...
Who would have known?
They're both...
John Travolta is totally fucking clearing out.
Netflix instant watch. So I recommend that as a double feature. 3:13 is 3:15? I think 3:15 is the first one with Adam Baldwin, mm-hmm, and The Boys Next Door. Two good 80s movies that I've seen 3:15 before, but the kind of stuff. It's not good shit in Netflix. Watch it. But, you know, I don't know. You should do that.
All right. This has been Pat Jones goes to the movies.
Yeah.
Instant
watch.
Yeah, reminisce on 80s flicks with Adam Baldwin. So what was that one called?
That was 3:15. That's where he was in the Cobras. And I won't give anything away. He was just in the Cobras, and he does it himself, and it's pretty awesome. And Boys Next Door, it's pretty fucking dark in spots. There's some kind of like fucked up killings in it, but it's also some really funny moments and like good 80s like one-liners. It's like, mm-hmm, hey, the tire prints, this shit sucks, where's the steam and stuff. I don't know, it's like,
cool,
we're both were watching.
So 3:15, is that related to 3 o'clock high at all?
It's similar, but it came before it. 3 o'clock high, like, I also enjoy it. It's
3 o'clock high with Casey Simesco,
mm-hmm, with Kubiak in it. He plays the bad dude in that from Herman's Head.
Kubiak wasn't the main bad dude in 3 o'clock
Who
high.
Was it?
That wasn't Kubiak, though. It was some other guy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was. I am sure. It's not Kubiak, though.
I thought it was.
The guy who played Kubiak.
No, it was Herman's Head that was in it. Herman's Head was the main guy in it.
Was it?
Yeah. That's the thing about Herman's Head.
I don't know. I'm confused.
I'm thinking about mid-90s, early-90s Fox 11 programming. It's kind of stuck in my head.
Well, you know what that song is in the background that's playing right now? That means that we have reached the end of the show. Is there anything going on this weekend? What are you guys going to do?
This weekend? Nah, not so much. You know what? I'm certain it's a beautiful... It's summer in California, so there's bound to be a lot of things. But honestly... Our friends have not been very good about telling me what's going on in their lives as far as shows. So anyway, if you want to tell us about what you're doing with your show. No, I'm sorry. I'm speaking to our listeners here. If you ever want to, you know, list your show on the More Music Radio Pod, go ahead and hit us up. You can hit me up on the Facebook, Dan Bucat on the Facebook there. And
you're just ploying for friends. Come on, man.
No, I'm really no. There's no reason.
You
want to
expand your friends lists?
No, I want to tell people about shows because otherwise I do nothing with my life. But
Dan is on the Facebook, and one time he got the drummer from Stab City mad because he was friending all his girlfriends, his female friends or something.
Well, they friended me back. It was awesome. So what are you gonna do?
He got all mad. That guy's mad at us too. Everybody's mad at us
now. What are you gonna do?
Like, you friended us. I saw that on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it go away again?
I don't know, man. I think it's, the drummer from Stab City, like, you know how you get a friend request?
I saw it, but I was like,
what?
Then it was gone.
And then you look, it was gone. He changed his mind right off. He just, like, switched his mind.
He's a very fickle dude, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, he got mad. He did a comment on Cholo Car Wash, and I pretty much called him, like, a bitch or something, and he got mad. He's like, hey, dude, don't start a war, you know? And you know what? Like, I like the band Stab City. I think they play good. I think they're good music and stuff. They're a good band, you know what I mean?
But
that guy's a fucking, I don't know. Maybe one day we'll be on the mend or something, you know what I mean? Maybe he will.
Hey, since I got nothing going on this weekend, so on the 22nd, where are we going to be at exactly?
Actually, I don't have the information right now, but we are going to play a comedy show, comedy/rock show. It's going to be comedy happy hour. It's going to be cool. I'm getting the bands together right now. It's a last minute kind of a thing, but we're trying to get in at this spot, and it's going to be really cool. So you're going to want to hit us up on the internet and become our friend on the Facebook, and we'll let you know soon in the next couple of days. In fact, after the show right now, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna meet with David from Juanitas, and it's gonna be fun. And the Mormons are gonna play, and I'm thinking of David Liebehart Band. In fact, we're gonna see David Liebehart Band. I think there's a secret that the Mormons might be at the breakfast show. Hold on a second, man. The breakfast show, the Adam Shankman's breakfast show, the Adam O breakfast show at the Echo this Sunday. It's the last show at the Echo, so I'm going to be there. I want to go and check it out because David Liebehart Band is coming off a tour, and they'll be back on the 10th. We're going to hang out with that dude. That's our homie. We love that dude.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
what are you guys gonna do?
I'm gonna go that thing you just said.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go too, like a Mormon, and I'm gonna sit there.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm bringing a megaphone too.
Everybody meet us on Sunday. Yeah, don't hand it to anybody though. Yeah,
maybe Adam. Maybe we can reenact the whole scene and just don't tell anybody and we can chase him around.
Well, hey, thanks, guys, man. I really appreciate you guys being here. Thank you, Nicholas. We really appreciate it, man. You're doing a fucking kick-ass job.
Our engineering guest tonight.
Yeah. And it's good to learn about you, man. It's good to talk to you. I like talking to you, man.
Thanks. You guys are really cool, too.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you. Maybe one day you'll hate us, too. Nah. People, they turn out that first even. They like us, and then they, like... I don't know. You don't act like a fool, you won't have any problems. Man.
I know a lot of people in Hollywood, LA are sensitive, dude.
Yeah, I know, man.
Sensitive, that's all.
Well, you know what, dude? That's another topic for another show. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Catch us next Thursday, skidrowstudios.com.